It's a great day. It's a really, really special day. I suppose we've, you know, I was talking to a few people earlier on. I suppose you don't sort of, you know, this is a two in a row, but it's not our fault if we're winning, that these are records that you end up breaking. We just sort of take each game as it comes and each county final as it comes. And, you know, we've got a really special group of players with us. They've been there for the last number of years, and they've been, people are always saying they're underachieving, so we need it. You know, there's a lot of talk about Connacht and getting into Connacht and everything else, but, you know, for us, it was about just trying to win a county title, in which we did last year, and then to try and do it back-to-back and achieve something that hadn't been done in a while. But at the same time, then we can sort of maybe looking at it. If we're able to win back-to-back, this is a progress. You know, you look at the Castlebars, you look at the Bridgets, they're winning them. Look at Curraghfin, they're winning them week, year in, year out. We have to, you have to start somewhere within Sligo, and that's what we've done. And we haven't looked any further than this game. I was only told there who we're going to be playing as the winners of Mohill, and I think it's Castlebar Mitchell. So our focus has been very, very much on this, and that was a challenge, because there's a lot of talk, I suppose, about when Eastern Harps bet St Mary's, the talk was, well, it's the winners of Turlough Strand and Turbercurry are going to win the county final. And, you know, when we eventually got around to beating Turbercurry, the talk was, how much are Turlough Strand going to win it by? And we had to try and stop that talk into fellas' ears. It was very, very difficult. Our lads were very professional about it. And, you know, we came out today and Eastern Harps showed us no respect whatsoever, and they deserved to be the couple of points going up at half-time.
It's impossible, though, isn't it, to get away from that and get away from people talking about back-to-backs. And, I mean, I know, well, it's a very focused group you have here, but, you know, maybe in the first half that they were waiting for things to happen rather than making them happen.
Yeah, you could say that. I suppose we had a couple, we made a lot of chances. I think we had kicked about 8, you know, scoreable chances wide. And, you know, it was 1-7 or 1-6, I think it was. I think all 6 frees were from, all 6 scores that Harps had got was from frees. And, you know, we prided ourselves in terms of our defence all year long. And I think in terms of our scoring, you know, frees inside the 45, our average is only 3. And somehow or other today, we conceded over 12 in the first half. So, you know, you can talk, you know, we can be critical of the referee in any way, shape or form, but we work and we pride ourselves on it, and whatever way the referee interpreted it, they were frees. And, you know, you have to give Harps credit, and we took a bit of a triple whammy in terms of just before half time. They got a goal. Brian Kinney dislocated his shoulder, and Blondie, Stephen Henry, went over on his ankle, and we had to make 2 substitutes. So, you know, in 2010, Eamon Horner, fullback, David Durkin, our centre back, did cruciate ligaments 50 minutes into the game against Eastern Harps, and it rattled us. We had addressed that things will happen, adversity will happen in games, and you just have to deal with it. And we were very, very professional how we dealt with it, and it was seamless. The lads came in, John Quinn came in, did very well, very, very well. John Francis Carr came back from broken heart, he came in, it was very, very well. So our lads, you know, really responded, and particularly in the second half, there was a few choice words at half time. You know, we asked fellas to show character, and that's exactly what they did. And they kicked off, I think we scored 5 or 6 in a row, and once we got our noses up front, there was no letting up.
Yeah, given from the last point in the first half to Harps' first point in the second half, it was 7 without reply, and I mean, that was the win in the game right there.
Yeah, like, there's a time in every game when you go and win it, and you had to show huge character. And, you know, it wasn't that Harps eased off. We just upped our game. We upped intensity. We upped the support runners, and we always had options in off the shoulder. And, you know, we kicked a couple of wides as well in that period of time, but we just kept plugging away. And as I said, we'd made it clear once we got our noses in front to us, you know, we would have broke the Harps' resolve, because particularly being 4 up, it was a real turnaround for us. It was good for us and good for our lads. And they just responded. The pressure went off them, and the players a little bit more control, a little bit more ease.
It's been such a tough couple of weeks for him, and a tough couple of weeks for the club as well. Obviously, wonderful to see John out there today. Lovely touch having him uplifting the trophy. I guess, you know, it can be a bit overwhelming at times, can it?
It can. My dad has been mentioned a lot over the last couple of minutes. Yeah, I suppose there's a hole in my heart that'll never be filled, and football won't fill it. But I've got a very, very good family. My 3 sisters, my brother, my mum. You know, we've rallied around each other, and we've got great friends, and we've got a great club that rallied around us, and that was great for me personally. But, you know, we also, John's sister Mairead passed away, Sean Davies' wife, and tragically was taken away from us. And you know, Curry, Tubbercurry and Turlough Strand rallied around him, and they'll always be there for us, and we'll never forget them, obviously enough. But, you know, when it comes down to emotional, and, you know, you even talk about it, you get a little bit teary eye about it. But it's moments like this where you'd like to share with them, and they're not here, unfortunately. So, you just have to soldier on. But my mum is here, and all the family are here, and I just had the lucky I was just before I was chatting to you. I bumped into Michael and Kathleen Marin, Marid's mum and dad, and they were so proud and so emotional as well. So, you know, we're all here to support each other, but you know, that gap will never be filled. That's not there. That isn't, unfortunately, gone.